Thank you, Chair. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you, Ambassador Hinderbosch, for assuming your duties and leading our work in the GGE. I join others in thanking you and the Secretariat for this compilation of characterizations of laws. As means of a very preliminary reaction to the different suggestions on the screen, we will offer two non-exhaustive substantive comments. First, similar to other colleagues, it is Israel's position that any characterization of laws must focus on lethal autonomous weapon systems, and not just any weapon systems, in line with our current mandate. Similarly, our focus should be on the exercise of lethal force by such systems, as the inclusion of non-lethal force would lead to broadening the debate to encompass fields which fall outside the purview of the CCW's mandate and expertise, such as law enforcement contexts. By deviating from the issue of lethality in autonomous weapons, we risk losing sight of compliance with the key aspects of using weapons under IHL, particularly compliance with targeting rules, which has been the focus of our discussions in the past. Additionally, in response to certain comments, we stress that the distinction between lethal force and other types of force is a well-established distinction under international law, recognized by numerous stakeholders. Therefore, we think that the lethality element must stay within our mandate. Second, any reference to the functions of identification, selection, and application of force against targets should be confined to independent exercise of all these functions, in order to discern laws from automated weapons that are not the focus of our discussion, for example, precision-guided munitions. For the same reason, it should be made explicit that we address systems that identify, select, and then engage targets. In other words, these functions are cumulative and not alternative. That's all I have for now. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you.